October. Let down your net, October 1st. Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Jesus asks the use of Simon's boat. Although weary with his toil and disappointment, Simon cheerfully complies with the request of Christ. The unpretentious fishing boat is made the pulpit from which come forth the words of Christ. Surely the little craft of Simon's was never so honored as on this occasion. It had never been put to so profitable use by its owner. Jesus proclaims Bible truth. He speaks words of eternal life. The truths spoken in that sermon have gone all over the world and accomplished a work that eternity alone will reveal. When the judgment shall sit, and the books of record shall be opened, and the history of this effort is revealed, it will be seen that a light, then, sprang up to be reflected all through the world through time and through eternity. This experience has been repeated to thousands of the messengers of the Lord Jesus, and has inspired hope and courage and faith. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. The night was the most favorable time for the fishermen to work successfully, for in the clear water the fish would in the daylight see the net, and avoid it. Having toiled all night unsuccessfully, it seemed useless, according to human wisdom, to let down the net. Master, replied Simon, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing, nevertheless at thy word I will let down the net. This was true obedience. Here is an instance of implicit trust in the words of Christ, in spite of an objectionable past experience. Our first lesson is to learn the will of God, even though we pass through trying circumstances, and then, knowing His will, to obey unquestioningly. Such obedience will always be rewarded. What was the result of Simon's obedience? And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came, and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Jesus designed this experience to be an encouragement to these fishermen in their future efforts in fishing for souls. What a powerful influence this wonderful transaction produced upon the minds of these humble fishermen. Christ's power had drawn the fish into Simon's net, but these honest-hearted men were themselves completely caught in the net that Christ has prepared for them. They forsook all, and followed him. Leave your nets and follow me.